Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Geraldine, G-E-R-A-L-D-I-N, Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-N. Geraldine Callahan is a 61-year-old woman who reports she injured her right shoulder and arm at work on 11-24-21. Apparently she describes a distinct injury as she was lifting a heavy, dirty laundry bag and felt a pop in her right shoulder. She went to Jefferson Hospital emergency room the same day. She had further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a labral tear and nerve damage. She was treated by Dr. Austin. She had physical therapy and an EMG by Dr. Nod that reportedly showed the nerve damage. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph, we are not in receipt of any actual medical documentation to review in this matter. As per her claim petition, she alleged on 11-24-21, she was pulling dirty and heavy liners out of the bin and injured her right shoulder. She also filed another claim petition alleging an occupational exposure from 2002 through 11-24-21. She alleged repetitive work activities caused injury to her right shoulder. Answers to her claim petitions were filed. Physical exam. Extremities upper, motion of the right shoulder was limited actively with tenderness. Abduction was 100 degrees, flexion 90 degrees, internal rotation 75 degrees, and external rotation to 70 degrees. Independent adduction and extension were full to 50 degrees. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5-5. She had tenderness palpation about the anterior right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Anterior elbows, normal shoulder maneuvers. She had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right, but this was negative on the left. Cervical is normal. Impressions on 11-24-21. Geraldine Callahan alleges to have sustained an acute injury to her right shoulder. She also claims an occupational injury involving the shoulder for the period of 2002 through 11-24-21. I'm not receiving any actual medical documentation in this case. As noted above, she reportedly had an EMG that found nerve damage. She also was seen by Dr. Austin, who found a labral tear in her shoulder. She did not undergo any surgery for either. Ms. Callahan has been able to return to her former folded capacity with the insured. She takes medicine for a variety of other conditions. She also cares for her father, who has dementia. New paragraph of the current exam found there to be decreased active range of motion by the right shoulder. Near impingement maneuver was positive, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. New paragraph, I would estimate 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. For the presumptive diagnosis of a labral tear, treated conservatively. There's also 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. This is for the presumptive diagnosis of a localized compression neuropathy at the elbow. Paired, obviously, I would appreciate the opportunity to review pertinent medical documentation to confirm my impressions. Period. End.